Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Off the ball, rugby.
He's a very good player, and on his day, he's a massive threat on the wing. So that is a bit of competition that we need at the left wing, with James Lowe not firing as good as he has in the recent past.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hey there, I'm Dara Smith-Nocton and you're very welcome to a special edition of Rugby Daily. A historic day for Ireland in the Aviva Stadium as the home side ran out 46-19 winners over Australia in what was a record win against the Wallabies. We'll be hearing from Andy Farrell in today's pod, as well as getting reaction from Australia head coach Joe Schmidt, the two captains Caelan Doris and Harry Wilson, plus loads more. First up, it was the Ireland head coach who had the widest smile in the post-match press conferences as he expressed his satisfaction with last night's performance.
Well, the start was pretty good. I thought we really let ourselves go and attacked the game straight from the word go. But also, you know, obviously some setbacks, discipline-wise or whatever, drop ball. You know, it's going to happen in games like that, and them coming back into it, but holding our nerve and attacking the game again in the second half, and keep playing the type of rugby that we did again in those conditions right till the end. I thought we give a good account of ourselves.
And there was no one player he was more satisfied with than the returning Mac Hansen. Hat-trick hero on his first ever start at fullback, Farrell was only ever concerned with the boots Hansen was wearing as opposed to his performance on the pitch.
First thoughts were, you better play well in those two different coloured boots, like, you know. I actually thought that was how it should have been, but apparently Mac just did that himself anyway. So he's drawn attention to himself before he's even started. Said to him before the game, good players don't need excuses. They can get on with it and just be themselves. You can get the man of the match if you want, you know. And he went, yep, I agree. So he's that type of player. He prepares well. He's got a great attitude to get across his detail. So that's why he slotted straight back in, and he was able to be himself because of that. Popping up in the middle of the field is something that he does from the wing anyway, but I suppose he's more in position for that more often. But his high ball stuff was brilliant, wasn't it? You know, I thought we didn't get bored of doing the right thing, and that was putting the ball back on them to get the field position. And the reason why that was the right thing to do is because it's the likes of Mac who was getting the balls back, you know, so and Lowy, etc. So pretty pleasing.
Wallabies head coach Joe Schmidt was also a big fan of Mac Hansen's performance, as he labelled him the standout Australian player on the field last night.
Yeah, I thought he was super, and you know, his experience showed to the fore. I thought you know, that there's probably a bit of a lack of experience in our back three. Maybe there's probably only 30-odd caps between the three of them. So I think Mac, he knows the game well. He's got good support, though. I mean, James Lowe and young Tommy O'Brien is an excellent player as well. So, yeah, unfortunately, Mac was probably the standout Australian player on the field. You know, I think he's got a great skill set, and he's such a good competitor. He got into the kick contest really well, covered the backfield well, and those are the aspects of a fullback that you need to have covered well. I thought he got a little bit lucky with his third try. Tommy O'Brien, it looked like we'd stopped it, and the ball was just sitting there for him to pick up, and he didn't need a second invitation. He was very quick to. So, you know, well done him.
Getting his first start of this November window, Jack Conan spoke about the exciting competition in the Ireland back row at the minute, and even went as far as booing Cian Prendergast as he entered the press conference suite.
That's going really well. It's been great to have Caelan back the last few weeks. He's he's been out for 6 months, and then he comes back and he's playing the way he does. And it's a credit to how hard he worked on his fitness and mentality, everything when he was away from the game. And it's great to have him back. You see Cian Prendergast and Nate Timoney going really well the last few weeks. Like, Josh wasn't even playing today, you know, former World Player of the Year, someone who's been unbelievably consistent in green over the best part of 10 years as well. So the competition's brilliant. Ryan Baird's been fantastic. Have I missed anyone? No, I think that's everyone. But it's, lads have gone really well, and it's great, and we all got on very well, and we all want the best for each other. You know, there's no ever hard feelings, lads are selected or not. As I said, everyone wants the boat to go faster, and that competition is exactly what we need to get the best out of each other. And we've always had unbelievable back rows in this country. You can go back as long as Irish rugby's been around, there's always been unbelievable qualities. So I don't think that'll ever change. And it's great to be a part of it. It's great to play, to train with these lads, to be mates with them, to be out there winning in a green jersey. It doesn't get any better. So unbelievably privileged to do what we do and play with such good men.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cian Prendergast
here.
The Connacht captain added to Jack's sentiment about the competition in the back row. Prendergast has impressed over the last couple of weeks, having made 2 appearances off the bench.
You can only improve as a player when you're being pushed and you're enjoying as much as you are. I think my girlfriend Roisin laughs at me all the time. She's like, you could have picked a worse position for competition, because it's just like everywhere you go, there's back rowers that are just... they're ready to compete with you all the time, and they're ready to push you for your place, they're ready to keep you out of the team. And yeah, it's just about when you get an opportunity, being yourself, backing yourself and going all out to take it.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
And when asked about younger brother Sam, Cian couldn't contain his pride in the young out-half. Last night's win over the Aussies was the 3rd time the brothers have played alongside each other for their country.
Yeah, look, I couldn't be prouder of Sam. Like, he's unbelievable, and you see how he deals with the game tonight, and he just takes everything in his stride. And but that's been his personality since he was, I'd say, we were toddlers playing, and we were playing in the kitchen, playing football and rugby in the kitchen. And it's just amazing to see him take that kind of joy and that kind of freedom to rugby, and then just to get to play with him and get to chat to him on the field, and even just to get past the ball by him is just really cool. And it's just really cool to spend the moments with our families after, and it's something that I don't think I'll ever be able to replicate.
Let's jump from one informed back rower to another with Wallabies captain Harry Wilson. He expressed his disappointment in his team's lineout last night, an area of the pitch that he believes is a strong point in their game.
Yeah, it was really disappointing, our lineout tonight. We put ourselves in some good positions there, and our lineout really let us down there. And when you don't have a part of your set piece functioning well, it really does put the team under pressure there. And it was quite disappointing, because we pride ourselves on being quite good in that area, and we've definitely let ourselves down there tonight.
Australia won't have too much time to dwell on the collapse in the Aviva, as they have just a small task of a visit to the Stade de France. Joe Schmidt spoke about the challenge that awaits them next week in their final fixture of the season.
I can try to add my experience and chat to the group. I've had some really good experiences at the Stade de France, with massive respect for Les Bleus, but at the same time, I've got huge respect for the players and how they will try to make sure they're as well prepared for next week as they possibly can be. And as I said, 60 minutes in, it was 22-14. I honestly believe that if people write us off, you know, we were written off before the Lions, we were written off before going to South Africa. I know that we didn't do ourselves justice in that last, in that second half. At half time, 19-14, I felt we really fought our way back into the game, and I'm confident that we can still fight our way into that contest next week, and we're just going to have to make sure that once we land in Paris tomorrow, that we recuperate as best we can, have a really clear plan, and then just go after it as best we can.
I promised you we would hear from Captain Caelan Dorris in this pod, and here he is, speaking about his ability to cover different positions across the back row and doing Troy Parrott's number 7 jersey proud.
Could you give us a word about how you didn't let down Troy Parrott's jersey?
I got one try, not two, unfortunately. I told you lads that after his two goals I get two tries, but that didn't come to fruition. When I'm playing eight anyway, like I said yesterday, I try and cause a bit of chaos in the breakdown anyway and do a bit of a seven job there. The difference was the first breakdown off scrum and line out, defending a little bit differently off line outs too. But yeah, it doesn't make too much of a difference. Probably felt a small bit more comfortable moving back to eight at the end, but happy in either role. Most people, whether you're on the bench or starting, a lot of people will cover a second position. So I've been covering seven for the last, I don't know, 3-4 years. So I'm pretty familiar with the detail that comes with it.
And finally, I spoke to former Leinster and Connacht out-half Andy Dunn in the immediate aftermath of Ireland's win, as he spoke about balancing the playing time of Ireland's young tens.
It's a pleasure to watch both of them at the moment. They're young. I mean, Jack is still young. Jack's 26 and Sam is very young at 22. First and foremost, they both seem like decent lads who are supportive of each other. They're very clear that they're in competition, but their job is to deliver for the team, so they're not letting their ego get in the way. I think both are real talents.
Yeah.
I think as a country we don't need to have a referendum every week about them. I think we should embrace the fact we've two top quality tens. It seems to be that they've been given some amount of psychological safety by their coach to make a mistake or two, and they both express themselves, and it's a pleasure to watch them.
And that's all for today's Rugby Daily. Make sure to listen throughout the week as usual, and look out for Susanna's South Africa edition this time next week.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.